Zok the Mishnah Baita Masechta Sanhedrin, Perigid Aleph, Mishnah Bey, Zokin Mamre al Pi Bezdin. This is the third of the list of Averis that a person is Chayiv Chenek for. So what is a Zokin Mamre? Shenema, the Pasuk says, literally, Zokin Mamre means Zokin means old. But when the Gemara says Zokin, when the Pasuk says Zokin, it usually refers to Zokin Zeshekon Chachmei, Talmud Chacham, who is rebelling against Bezdin. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki apalim im chadav ala mishpah. This is a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Ki apalim im chas, says Rashi, it's hidden from you. It's like covered. You don't chap what the halach is. Because in your town, the chachamim argue whether something is tamei or tahar, kasher or treif, chayiv or pater. And there's a zakin in your town who could be part of the Sanhedrin. But he argues on the bezdin hagadol of 71 that are sitting in the Lishkas Hagazis. Remember what the Lishkas Hagazis is? That special office by the Beis HaMikdash for the Sanhedrin? Okay, so Zakta Mishnah said, tell me what happened. We have a machloikis in our town, and there's a Zak and Mamre who's arguing on the big bezin. What happened here? So the Mishnah explains. Shloisha batei dinam hayesha. There were three sets of bezdin on the Harabayas. Two consisted of 23 members, and one was the Sanhedrin of 71. They sat near the Beis HaMikdash. Echad, the first bezin of 23, Yoishev sat, meaning to say their position was, where were they? By the Pesach of Harabayas. On the inside, you came to the Harabayas, on the inside you met this bezin. Let's try to picture the Harabayas. You came in through the eastern gate of the Harabayas, the front gate, during the second Beis HaMikdash that was called Shar Shushan. When you came through, the next part that you would encounter was called the Soreg. Afterwards, you came into an area called the Chil, then to the Ezras Nashim, and then there was Shar Nikner, the famous copper doors, and from there you went into the Ezras Yisrael. And when you came into the Ezras Yisrael, on the northwest corner was the Lishkas Hagazis, and that's where the Sanhedrin of 71 was. The first group, not the group of 71, the group of 23. So the Mishnah says that they were by the Pesach Harabayas. What's lav dafka mamish, when you come into the Harabayas, it means after you pass through the Chil, before you come into the Ezras Nashim, there was a room in the wall of the Chil, the northern wall, and that's where this first Bezdin sat. The Echad, there was another Bezdin of 23. That's the second Bezdin. Yoishev, Al Pesach Wazar, they sat by the opening of the Ezras Yisrael, which is called Shar Nikner. Because you had to pass through the whole Ezras Nashim, which was wide 135 Amma, near the Pesach Ezras Yisrael. And there on the northern side was this second Bezdin. The Echad, a third Bezdin, that's the big Bezdin of 71, Yoishev Belishkas Hagazis, and that was in the Ezras Yisrael. This Lishka, or this office, or this chamber, was built, half of it B'makam Kaddish, and half of it B'makam Choyl. We didn't have the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash. That's how it was built. It was built with special stones that was a covered for the Sanhedrin. Now, why did it have to be built this way, where half of it was outside of the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is, otherwise they wouldn't be able to sit. The only one that could sit in the Ezras Yisrael were Malchei Beis David. That was how the whole problem with Yeravim started. Rechavim sat, and he had to stand, because he wasn't from Malchim Beis David, and therefore one thing led to the other, and you don't let anyone go be Oyler Egel. So the Sanhedrin was able to sit on the part that wasn't officially part of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So now, I live in a little city. The Chachmei Abezin in that city argue over whether someone is Chayiv or Pater, whether something is Tar or Tamei, whether it's Kosher or Trey, whatever the case may be. There's one Chacham that argues against everyone else, or no one's really sure. So Boim, this Zakin, comes with the Bezin of his city, Lizeh, to the first Bezin, Shal Pesach Harabayis, as we explained earlier. B'yomer, and this Zakin that's arguing against the other one says, Kach derashi, this is what I dash in the Beis HaMedrash. Kach dashu chavei, this is what my friends say. Kach lemarati, this is what I teach my Talmidim. The Kach limdu chaveirai, and this is what my friends taught their students. If this Bezin Shamu heard this halacha, Oimrimam, they say the din. They say to the Zakan, to the Bezdin, listen, this is the halacha. So if the one Zuckin who was arguing against the others hears that the other one was right, and he says, they're right, okay, I take it back. Fine. Everyone goes back to their town, and Shalom al Yisrael. V'im lav. If this first bezin of 23, that's by the Pesach of the Harabayas, they don't know this halacha. So boilem, they come to the second bezin. Li oisan shal Pesach huazara. This is not the main bezin, this is still the second bezin of 23 that are by the Pesach huazara. V'aymer. And again, the Zaken says, Kach derashti, kach darshu chaveir, this is what I dash, this is what my friends dash, and kach lamadati, this is what I taught my Talmidim, kach lamadu chaveir, this is what my friends taught their Talmidim. Im Shamuf, the second bezin heard the Alacha, Amrim Lem, they tell them what the Alacha is, and if the Zaken says, okay, so I accept it, great, they all go back to their town, and again, Shalom al Yisrael. V'im lav, if this second bezin doesn't know the Halacha, so Elu, those, meaning those that hold like the Zaken, the Elu, those that argue on him, Baim, they come lebezin HaGadol, to the big bezin of 71, Shebelishkas HaGazis, that was in the Ezras Yisrael, Shemimenu, from this bezin in the Lishkas HaGazis, Yoitz is Torah l'chal Yisrael, the Torah goes out to every single Yid, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, you will do whatever they say, Min amokei mahu asher yivchar Hashem. So the Torah commanded by every machlokes between the Zikna Yair, you have to listen to what they tell you. The Sanhedrin of the Lishkas HaGazis. Now, Chazal, if he returns to his city of Ashan and he teaches a second time. V'limit kederech shayolamed. If this person still didn't change his mind, he comes back and continues to teach that he's right, despite the fact that they went to the highest authority in the land, the Lishkas HaGazis that's in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's still teaching that he's right. So at this point, Potter, he's still Potter. He's not called a Zaken Mamre yet. But the Mahoyrav, he actually passed in the Shaila. And he told the people Lasis to do according to his psak, which is against the ruling of the big Sanhedrin Chayiv and Mischayiv Chanak. How do we know this? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'ish asher yaseh bizodein. Because the Torah says asher yaseh. So we see, just for teaching that you're right, even though he wasn't supposed to do that, but just for teaching that he's right, after the Sanhedrin told him he's wrong, for that he's not chayiv misa yet. Ein chayiv, he would not be chayiv atchayoyre lasis, until he tells him to actually do what he holds is right, opposite the Sanhedrin Agadol. The Gemara says that this is dafka when the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaGazis, but if they found the Sanhedrin outside of the Lishkas HaGazis, and that's where they paskin, even though he goes against them, he's not chayiv misa. The Mishnah concludes, Talmud Shahayda Lasses. If you have a Talmud, he's not qualified to be a Shoyfet, a judge. But he goes through the whole procedure. He insists he's right all the way up until the Sanhedrin, and he argues with them. So this Talmud Shahayda Lasses that passed can do something wrong, Potter. Because I see you're a Talmud. This din of Zaken Mamre is only for someone who's a Shoyfet. Nimtza, so it turns out, Chumrai, the Chumrai, in a way, he's a very big mechutzav. Who are you? You're a Talmud. How dare you disagree with everyone? You have no right to paskin. But lemaisa kula, that's a leniency, because that he's not chayiv mis. The fact that he's not a qualified bezdin is the reason he's not chayiv. You have to understand that with Zaken Mamre, the problem is, with Skid, it's going to create machlokes and klal Yisrael. That's if he's a Zaken and we take his word seriously. The more chashuv a person is, the more responsible he is for his words. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, what is a Zaken Mamre al pi bezin that is chayiv chenek? There's a machlokes in the local town, what the halach is. They come up to the Beis HaMikdash. They first met a bezin of 23 that was by the Pesach HaRabayis, actually a little further in. They couldn't resolve the issue. If they did, and we listen to them, the problem is over. But suppose they couldn't resolve the issue. So you go to the second bezin of 23, that's by the Pesach HaZara. They didn't resolve the issue. So they go to the main bezin of 71 in the Lishkas HaGazis. They paskin. The locals come back to their town. And this Zaken continues to teach that he's right. He's not Chayv Misiyat. But when he tells people to act according to his psak, which is against what he heard from the bezin HaGadol, that's when we say that he's Takeh Chayv Chen. We also pointed out that it's Dafka when the Sanhedrin gave their psak in the Lishkas HaGazis. The Mokim is Gairim. See, we have our most Siyata Deshmaya to learn and to find the MS when we're surrounded by Kedusha. So it's important to learn in a yeshiva and a bes medrash, to be amongst good friends. In the last halacha of the Mishnah, we learned that a Talmud, who's not even a roi to be a judge, if he goes against the Sanhedrin, he would not be chayiv misa. So in a way, the chumrah that he did, the chutzpah, so to speak, that he's not even a shayfer, what right do you have to disagree with the Sanhedrin? But Lamai said that's his kula, because we don't take him seriously enough, that it should cause machloikis, or whatever the reason is, that's his kula, that he's not chayiv misa.